have you had any discussions with Adam or Tom since Sunday?
Yeah, no, I have not. I'll talk to Adam. I usually talk to him every week and just go through stuff. But, you know, I thought there was obviously not what we wanted, right? Struggled in some phases, but we're still in it. You know, and I think we've moved on. We've learned what we could from it. And now we got a whole week to go practice and work on those things to be better for Indianapolis and in London. And I'm excited for that in this week and this opportunity.
As a follow-up,
do you feel like you need to not show as much suspect body language when things aren't going well?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think body language is a big part of it. I play the game with a lot of passion. I love to play football and enjoy it. And, you know, so does the rest of this team. I mean, if my body language is ever affecting our team or what we do, then I think there will have to be a change made, obviously. But, you know, I don't like to lose and I don't handle it very well. But there's obviously a fine line between, you know, handling kind of both imposters, adversity, and prosperity the same way. I get that and understand that. But, you know, I think it's okay to let your team know that you're not happy with the way things are going or the way you've played or whatever it may be, as long as it doesn't carry over and affect the next play or anybody else on the team.
Any regrets about leaving the field?
No. No, unless Gus tells me to never do that again.
Care. Small sample, but do you feel like you're in a funk? I mean, do you feel like you're just not playing the way you've played?
Yeah, definitely. It doesn't feel good, you know, but there's things that we've watched and corrected and been able to learn from, and I know that saying gets cliche and repetitive, but there's not really anything else you can do from it. You had an opportunity. We've had three opportunities to go play. It hasn't been, you know, obviously what we've wanted offensively, but that doesn't mean for a second that, you know, we've lost any confidence as an offense or lost, you know, who we are and what we believe we should do. You know, I think our bar and our standard is still at the same level, and we just haven't been able to reach it yet. So it's still there, and that's what, you know, this week is for, is to be able to get out and go prepare and get ready and go, you know, reach those expectations that we have of ourselves in London.
When you watch film the first 3 weeks, are you good with what you see in terms of your mechanics? Anything different there?
Yeah. You know, I think it's okay. I can always be better, I believe. I think there's times where I can get a little out of whack. But I think for the most part it's been okay, I think, by my standards. But it's something that's kind of a never-ending, you know, work in progress that, you know, I'll have to continue to work on and improve for the rest of my career. But, you know, that's what, you know, having guys like Ole and Nate and then Tom and Adam, obviously guys in California, I can reach out to help out with that.
Well, do you feel right, not necessarily talking mechanics-wise, but just feel right out there? Do you feel comfortable? Or
yeah.
Do you
know, yeah. You know, it's hard to explain. It's just, it's been such stupid things that have gone wrong that are easily correctable. You know, so that's why, you know, I can't wait to get another opportunity to go play. I can't wait to go get an opportunity, you know, to, like I said, go reach our expectations and play the kind of football we know we can play as an offense and score the points and move the ball that we know we can.
Are you putting too much on yourself?
You know, I don't think so. I don't think so. I felt good. I felt prepared, felt ready to go. And you know, just haven't been able to do that, you know, so obviously we're trying, you know, mix some things up. And start faster because that's something we've talked about and haven't been able to do. So we'll find a way to do that, and you know, be better in London.
Is it tough not to overanalyze what everyone else is trying to take a look and say this or that about you?
Yeah, you know, I think it's, you know, for me, it's you know, how can I be better as a quarterback and as a player that, you know, will in turn make this offense better and make this team better. Is really what my focus is on. You know, what can I do as a quarterback and within my position to put us in a better situation and a better position to be successful? So it's continuing to find those ways and those things.
So you plan on just taking the field for your pregame warm-ups like normal? There's not overthinking?
Right. No, not at all. Not at all. I'm excited for the group of guys that we have here. I'm excited. You know, it's obviously, we've talked about not the start we wanted. It's a good test of character and see what kind of grit this team has.
Like, you're able to get Julius involved a lot in the second game against the Colts. Is this a good matchup where you can utilize him a lot, you feel like?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's a good matchup every week. You know, we're excited about that, excited about him and Mercedes as well. I believe we have two really good tight ends that do a lot of things well. So definitely look forward to that.
Does Mercedes look like he's moving around better this year?
Yeah, cool. We've talked. I mean, this is, in the 3 years I've been here, the best that I've seen Mercedes look, and credit to him and taking care of his body and doing everything right in the offseason to be able to be in this kind of shape, but he looks awesome.
You guys have to run the ball. I mean, like,
yeah.
I mean, you can
essentially you short passes and stuff like
right.
that.
To you know, I think it's thing. You know, it's definitely something we want to do. It's something we want to try and figure out how to do. You know, both with people and schematically, you know, kind of getting in the right places and getting in the right runs. So, you know, I think it's something that we're invested in and believe in and are committed to doing.
At some point, don't you just have to say, we got to go win this game.
Right.
The heck with yeah. trying to run it.
Yeah, you know, I think there comes a time when, you know, Ole, throughout the feel of the game, whatever it may be, you know, and depending on how the game's gone, you know, maybe it's vice versa at some points where we haven't been throwing it well and the running game's really rolling and when we start running the ball and some, you know, third and longers and stuff like that. So I think it kind of works both ways, but I think in order to be successful and who we want to be, you got to be able to do both.
Blake, yourself and Gus all camp talked about starting fast. I think third drive against Green Bay you scored, but struggled so far in the first quarter. Right. Can you put a finger on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, I wish I could tell you or have a solution. It's really a lack of, I think a lack of focus really at every position and making mental errors. You know, a lot of pre-snap penalties before the ball snaps. So it's a continuous work in progress. It's something that we're continuing to work on and get better at because we do want to start fast and get things rolling offensively. So it's definitely still, you know, high up there on the priority list.
That second drive, second touchdown drive to the throw to Robinson. It was like an 11 play, 78 yard, but you ran a couple times. Did it feel like you were in a groove, maybe more so than any? I mean, does that get you going?
Yeah.
I mean, getting hit,
you
got a flag, they waved it off, but I mean, just right. that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, I enjoy doing that stuff. I enjoy running around and kind of helping move the yard or move the chains and stay on schedule and do all that when I have to. You know, I don't know. I think it's hard to say whether that kind of gets me going or not. You know, I think it's more so just the consistent play. You know, to be able to from play one to play 65 or 70 or however many we run to be mentally in it on every single snap would I think be more so of the corrective for me.
What have you had periods of your career, high school, college, where you probably had games where you struggled several in a row? How did you get out of that? What did you do then to get out of that?
You know, I think just keep playing. Not very complicated or an overthinker. I enjoy to play the game of football. I think I play it best when it's at its simplest form and when I'm just having fun and enjoying the game and really, you know, obviously we're moving the ball and being successful. You know, so that's what I'll continue to do. I'll continue to try and prepare as hard as I can and be as ready as possible. But when the game starts, I'm gonna go have fun and enjoy myself and have a good time with a bunch of good friends playing football in the NFL.
Does starting the game in London this week provide a little bit of a good distraction? You know what I mean? Because you're getting away from here type of
right.
thing. You know?
You know, I don't know. I always enjoy playing home games. I enjoy playing in Jacksonville. Obviously, this is still treated as a home game, but it's not here. So I think it is a really cool experience to go over there every year. It's exciting for guys to get to go over there for the first time. You know, for guys that have been here, it's their third or fourth or fifth time or whatever. But it is cool. It's a neat experience. I think that once a year is a lot of fun to go do.
Was it harder for you to shake this loss because of the opportunities the offense was given at the end?
Yeah. You know, they're all pretty tough to shake. These first three have all been difficult. But it's part of it. You know, you don't always start well. You don't always play well. It's 13 games left and a lot of football to go. So I think anytime you lose, anytime you underperform, or anytime you feel like you had an opportunity and didn't capitalize on it, it's going to sting. And that's part of football. I think that's why we all play the game, why we all love it so much. But, you know, there's still 13 more opportunities to go kind of redeem that and be better.
When you look at the game tape, is there anything in your mechanics, footwork that you saw that on a few plays just didn't look right to you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think getting out of, you know, on the first pick, got out of whack a little bit in the pocket. And you know, for me, that has to be rather than, okay, let's try and force this ball in, you're out of whack, your feet are kind of gone, let's just check it down. You know, stuff like that. So continuing to do things like that, continuing to play, you know, within the system and within our offense and kind of stay in tune to it.
Did you see any defenses play you differently at all?
No, I think A-Rob's gotten some different stuff. Obviously with some safety help over top of him, but for the most part, you know, it's been kind of the same stuff we've seen the past year. So no, not a whole lot of change.
On the pass to the goal line, on that side of the field, when you saw the tape, did you get a feeling at all that you could have released that ball maybe a half second sooner so that Weddle couldn't have come in there?
Hearns? Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It was either one of those where, you know, had A-Rob as the number one on the right and then Hearns is running the deep end on the left. And, you know, either because I kind of held on A-Rob for a little bit longer, so I should have just stayed on him because he ended up winning on his route and give him an opportunity or get off him sooner and get the ball to Hearn. So it was kind of one or the other, but yeah, definitely late.